better revelation. We will concentrate our study on the first four verses of Hebrews chapter 1. God, as Genesis began with in the beginning God, as John's Gospel began in the beginning God. So here in the revelation of the divine will, the gospel of salvation to the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul begins with God. God, who at sundry times, different times, divinely selected times. This is extremely important. Analyze in your own life the times in which God has revealed Himself to you. In my work in evangelism, I have never ceased to be amazed at God's selection of times. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the optimal time for the revelation of His will. The call porter knocks at the door. The neighbor speaks a word. Some calamity may even be permitted that arrests attention. As we look back and see how God has revealed Himself to us, we discover that He is a master of time. He selects the right times. And then in diverse manners, different ways, He knows exactly how to appeal. Some people are interested in going to meetings, so He has meetings. Others don't go to meetings, so He sends salesmen with literature to their doors, neighbors to their homes. He's got His own ways, 1,000 ways, by which He calls attention. Dreams, visions, circumstances of life, study of His Word, friends, relatives, meetings, radio, television, diverse manners, speaks, reveals. In times past to the fathers, by prophets. So one method by which God has revealed Himself is through prophetic truth. Hath in these last days. The term last days can mean recent times. In the most recent times of revelation, God has spoken to us by His Son. You will notice as you read carefully that the word His is supplied. And the word by is the preposition in. We've already seen it. He spoke to the Father by the prophets. And the word by is in there too. Many times, hundreds of times in the Pauline epistles, we get this preposition in applied to Christ. In Christ shall all be made alive. It means, literally, in a personal relationship with. So if you can substitute in your mind, every time you read by or in the book of Hebrews, or in any other part of the New Testament, you can switch to in a personal relationship with. You will get a richer understanding. So God spoke to the fathers through His personal relationship with the prophets. Now, recent times, He is speaking to us through a personal relationship with Son. Not His Son, but with the essence of Son, with sonship, if you please. It's through the way Jesus Christ exhibited what a son should be that God revealed himself. The son in his sonshipness, if you please, was the best revelation. What would a son do? How would a son react? Jesus demonstrated it. And as Jesus emptied himself, got away from all revelations or expressions of his own will, his own desire, his own reaction, emptied himself and allowed the fullness of the Father to fill him in every detail, God spoke to humanity in sonship. And this son God appointed heir of all things. He is the seed, Galatians 3, the seed of Abraham, not the plural, but the singular, unto thy seed, which is Christ. He is appointed to be heir of all things. All things. Now we could think of the spaciousness of this picture. And the more we think about the new heavens and the new earth and the relationship of God clearly, transparently to the universe, through his church, to the restoration of this earth, to all the honor and the glory and the thanksgiving and the appreciation and the understanding that God will gain when the whole great controversy has ended. Jesus Christ is the one who will inherit all that. He will inherit all things. By, here again, by whom? In a personal relationship with his Son, God created the worlds. The worlds. The ages, the orderly arrangement of this planet, the orderly arrangement of the successive epochs in this planet, the orderly arrangement of unfallen worlds. Who, that is the Son, being the brightness or the outshining of his glory. The glory of God is the glory of self-sacrificing love. Jesus is the outshining of that glory. You cannot see the glory of God, of his self-sacrificing love, until it shines out of the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the expression of the self-sacrificing, glorious love of the Father through the brightness of his life manifested in relationship to all the persons that we read of in the New Testament. He is the expressed image. That is the image that might be discerned, that is being expressed. And the word image has got the picture of wax being molded to a seal. Now the Son is that kind of representation of the Father. Just as if the Father found in the Son some soft wax over which he could impress himself and his character, of his person. Now this word person is translated substance in Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things not seen. So you could say he is the expressed, molded, wax impression of all the substance of God, of what makes God God. We can only touch that with the tips of our fingers. Power, intelligence, communication, planning, compassion, mercy, justice. Jesus has had, as wax is impressionable, so Jesus revealed as a wax impression all the substance of his Father. And Jesus is continually upholding all things of which he is heir, by the word which is his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, that is, through his blood, he died to cleanse our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. The right hand in scriptures, both Old and New Testaments, indicates honor, authority, prestige, good position. This being who died to purge our sins, whom Paul is going to show in the rest of this epistle, became one of us, must be pictured not in a manger, not in a carpenter's shop, not on the dusty streets of Palestine, but at the right hand of majesty on high. Being made, this is God is making him, better than the angels, as he had a better inheritance and a more excellent name than they. So he was made like unto sinful flesh. He is made, restored, better than the angels. He has a better inheritance, a more excellent name than the angels. So in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, God is shown working toward salvation, purging our sins through what it means to be a son, through one who is a perfect exemplification of a yielded, dutiful, filial son. Although he is expressing, as wax does the seal, the substance of God's glory, although he upholds all things by the word of his power, although he is the perfect revelation of the mind and will of God, although he is the original creator through the expression of his word, he purged our sins. In order to do that, he shows he has to become a man, he has to die. But in spite of that, he is made higher than the angels. A more excellent heir, he obtains a more excellent name than the unfallen celestial beings.